This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Americans by the tens of millions are being required by their employers to get vaccinated. And that includes people who work for tribal governments. The Navajo Nation, the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe, the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes are just some that have put mandates in place. And given the state of the national and tribal labor market, there are some economic calculations being made here. Marketplace's Savannah Marr made some calls to the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming.
Holly Perry was among the longest-serving employees at Shoshone and Arapaho Head Start, a preschool on Wind River.
I was a Head Start teacher, and I've been there since 91.
But back in August, Perry and her co-workers received a letter from their employer
saying that the tribes have adopted a new amendment to have everybody vaccinated.
Everybody who works with children on the reservation and everyone who's employed by the Northern Arapaho tribe. Perry declined to get the shot, and then in early November received another letter
saying that I am terminated from Head Start.
Perry, who's 54, says she's getting support from family while she looks for a new job outside the reservation. Jordan Dresser chairs the Northern Arapaho Business Council, which approved the vaccine mandate earlier this year.
It's just to show that we're serious about it, and we're serious about protecting our people.
He says more than 70% of eligible tribal members 12 and older have gotten their vaccines, but surrounding communities are lagging.
Wyoming is one of the lowest in the nation,
with just under 45% of adults fully vaccinated.
Our tribal members take a risk every time they travel throughout the state. This was a way for us to exercise our sovereign muscle and also protect our people at all costs,
including economic costs. The Northern Arapaho tribe is among the largest employers of Native and non-Native people in the county, and Dresser says most workers have complied with the mandate. But some have moved on, from the tribe's hotel and casino, from its medical clinic, from the reservation's school districts. And in this tight labor market, replacing them is not easy.
We have took a hit in terms of attracting people to come work, and it's just a problem that's going across the nation.
Dresser says the tribe is considering boosting wages for certain positions
so that we can be competitive with Lander, Riverton.
Lander and Riverton are the two largest towns bordering Wind River, where vaccination rates are low and employer mandates are few and far between. Joseph Kalt is with Harvard's Project on American Indian Economic Development. He says these tribal and border town economies depend on each other.
Pretty intertwined economic conditions there.
He says tribal leaders have taken a more active role in combating the pandemic.
They're balancing the same thing that many other elected officials are balancing:
public health and economic recovery. And for tribal governments,
the answer tends to come out more frequently on that, well, damn, let's protect the public health first. And we saw that in the early stages of the pandemic with how aggressively tribes took about shutting down all their enterprises and their government offices.
And we're seeing it now, Kalt says, with many tribal employers mandating vaccination in some of the least vaccine-friendly parts of the country. Unlike her Head Start coworker, Holly Perry, Leona Half got vaccinated to comply with the mandate. But Half says the preschool lost 4 or 5 other teachers.
Our duties were doubled, you know, and it was just really stressful. It was overwhelming at work.
So overwhelming that she ultimately quit. Now she plans to further her education so she can get a higher-paying job. Chairman Jordan Dresser says the Northern Arapaho tribe will weather these staffing challenges, just like it weathered a stay-at-home order and mask mandate while the rest of Wyoming was open for business.
People are comfortable making that sacrifice for each other because Native communities are collective cultures, as opposed to individualistic culture, which is me, me, me.
He says the tribe won't lift its mandate anytime soon. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.